Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. A travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand is to be announced today. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is expected to reveal a start date for travel between the two countries without quarantine. Meanwhile, federal health authorities say they are considering setting up very large COVID-19 vaccination sites around Australia. It aims to speed up the program as the number of medical practices administering the shot doubles this week. Labor suggests large vaccination centres in places like sporting stadiums should be considered. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd told Channel 9 the government is looking at this idea.
The mass vaccination sites are not off the agenda, particularly as we move into phase 2A. There are discussions with each of the states and territories as to how we best meet the needs of their specific populations to make sure that nobody who wishes to receive this vaccine is going to miss out on receiving the vaccine.
Aboriginal Victoria is investigating potentially some destruction to a sacred Indigenous site. The 176-metre stone structure at Lake Bolac is shaped like an eel and believed to have been created more than 1,500 years ago. Traditional owners say around 60 metres of stone has been removed to make way for a walk path. Overseas now, in the United States, the government says it is working with many countries to agree on a global corporate minimum tax rate. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it is important to end the pressure of tax competition and ensure governments have stable tax systems.
We're working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom. Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field.
In other news, at least 113 people are dead and many more are missing in Indonesia and Timor-Leste after heavy rain caused floods and landslides. A major clean-up and recovery effort is underway after Tropical Cyclone Saroya turned small communities into wastelands of mud, destroyed trees, and forced thousands of people into rescue shelters. And finally, in Jordan, Prince Hamza has pledged allegiance to King Abdullah after a process of mediation with the royal family. It comes 2 days after the former Crown Prince was placed under house arrest and accused of trying to destabilize the country. The palace says Prince Hamza has signed a letter in which he placed himself at the monarch's disposal after a meeting with Prince Hassan, who is the king's uncle, and other princes. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos, and this is SBS News in Easy English.